Now we have here the definition of the mystery, which in other generations, now I'm reading verses 5 and 6 of the third chapter, which in other generations was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and of the same body, that is, fellow members and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus by means of the gospel. Paul now clarifies what he means by the mystery. And there is a sharp contrast between the sons of men in past generations and the apostles and the prophets of the church. No one in the Old Testament had a glimmer of light relative to the church. It's now revealed to the holy apostles, and holy because they've been set aside for this office, but God. And the prophets here are definitely New Testament prophets. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of this mystery. The Lord Jesus said this in John 16:15, "All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he'll take of mine and show it unto you." Now, what is the mystery? And here I want to make a distinction, and don't miss it, friends. The mystery was not that Gentiles would be saved. The Old Testament taught that. Let me give you a passage or two. Isaiah 11:10. "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Again, Isaiah 63, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." In Zechariah 2:11, "And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people." And Malachi 1:11, "Far from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles." Now, what is the mystery then, if it's not the mystery that Gentiles are to be saved? The mystery, now will you hear me very carefully? The mystery was that Gentiles and Israelites were placed on the same basis by faith in Christ. They are brought into a new body, and that body is the church. Don't miss that. And Christ is the head of this new body. This, therefore, has caused a threefold division in the human race. Now, you have this division of the human family. From Adam to Abraham, it's 2,000 years plus, all were Gentiles. From Abraham to Christ, there were Jews and Gentiles. Now, 2,000 years. All right, we now come from Christ, the day of Pentecost, to the rapture. And that's been now 2,000 years plus. Jews, Gentiles, and the church of God. That's exactly what Paul said, as we've said before. 1 Corinthians 10:32, "Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God." Now, Paul took in the human family when he said that. There's no fourth group, and it's not just two groups. There's Israel, Gentiles, and the church of God. Now, the church is not in the Old Testament de facto. Now, I think there are types of it back there, but it's not a revelation. Christ said, "On this rock I will build my church." And at that time it was future, and you're in the New Testament when he said that. The church began on the day of Pentecost, and to go beyond Pentecost makes the body of Christ Siamese twins, a Jewish church and a Gentile church coexisting, and the church is not Siamese twins. It began on the day of Pentecost, all Jewish, yes, and then you have that period of transition when Gentiles are brought in. The church is one body made up of both Jew and Gentile, and that means Gentiles include all the peoples of the world.